next required break. And we could talk a little bit more about the Clinton by the Guild and their event tomorrow in Clinton for Fat Tuesday, which is February 29th. That's going on. It's the first time that the Clinton Guild has put together a Mardi Gras celebration. And they did this in an attempt to try to bring some more business into the beautiful downtown area and a way to celebrate a tradition that happens globally and certainly well known for New Orleans and the different Mardi Gras celebrations. So their event starts tomorrow, February 28th, and it starts at 9 a.m. And Mary Lou was kind enough to tell us about her store, Amaryllis, on Main Street, and she will have beignets and chicory coffee. And I believe she said she would be open at 9 and many of the stores open at 10. And that was just one example. She gave so many different examples of the different stores, the windows that are decorated for the celebration, and the ways you can really be interactive. Clinton is really well known for hosting events that are interactive. If it's Dickens Days at the between Thanksgiving and Christmas, or if it is their holiday parade, they're always really fun and active celebrations. And I recently saw that there is also a parade coming up for St. Patrick's Day in March, so we want to make sure we get that information. So if you've never been to Clinton, that definitely is a trip you should take. And if you can do it tomorrow, that seems to be the day. We do have beautiful weather for that. There may be some showers, but it'll be nice and warm. I know there have been other St. Patrick's Day that have there's been so much snow on the ground and so many things going on. So hopefully you'll start your day over at Amaryllis for the delicious coffee that Mary Lou was talking about, and then you'll be able to partake all throughout the day. She mentioned so many different stores. I'm going to make sure we have a list of those stores in just a moment. And hopefully the three things people always want to know about Mardi Gras is their food. Well, there's definitely food. They have several restaurants that are participating and serving meals that have the flavor of New Orleans and the Mardi Gras piece to it. Chicory chicken was one of the dishes that she mentioned, different types of flavored coffee, and certainly outfits. Everyone needs an outfit for Mardi Gras, right? And we have to incorporate our beads into things. So there's a lot going on in the town, and it's great to see that. It's great to see just trying a new event, and hopefully that's an event that becomes an annual celebration. It is great to support our local businesses. We know from a statistical viewpoint that the small businesses are what helps our economy to be strong and to thrive in our communities. So we are hopeful that everyone who has an opportunity tomorrow will stop by Clinton and take advantage of this fun flavor that is going on. You may recall back in October, they had a pumpkin decorating contest through all the different stores in the evening, and I had posted some pictures. It was really a fun event. I think it's great when events can be interactive and people can participate. It makes you feel like it's more of a town, and that's really the flavor that we're looking for when we are thinking about Hunterdon County and all the strengths that it has. So we're looking forward to this event. I'm going to try to find a list of these stores and some of the things. Mary Lou can really speak quickly, and I was not writing fast enough, but I'm going to make sure that we have all this, and we'll follow it up with some information on our Facebook post. So we do have to take our news break now, and then we'll be back to talk more about Clinton and some of the things going on in the news and in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're going to repeal and replace Obamacare and get states the flexibility that they need to make the end result really good for them.
President Trump talking about his budget proposals and the replacement of Obamacare. The president also said he's going to increase defense spending after the military was decimated by the Obama administration. The new head of the EPA is speaking out, saying he's going to roll back regulations and change the entire culture of the EPA.
rulemaking matters. We're not going to have sue and settle. We're not going to have consent decrees. We're not going to lead that agency in a way that regulation through litigation. We're not going to bypass rulemaking. We're going to do the work that Congress has said that we must do to advance those issues.
A new poll is suggesting the media too slanted and rough on President Trump. The poll by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News found 51% of responders think the media is too critical. USA Radio News.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
The Book of Mysteries opens up the mystery of Masada. Masada is the mountain desert fortress on which ancient Israel met its end as its last soldiers were overcome by Rome. For 2,000 years, Israel was dead. Its land was a waste. It had no hope. But God promised he would resurrect Israel from the dead, and he did. And the resurrected nation went back to its ancient grave, Masada, to excavate it. And they discovered there something amazing hidden, a message, an ancient prophecy for 2,000 years. Ezekiel was this: I will open up your graves. I will cause you to come up from your graves. I will bring you into the land of Israel. It was waiting for 2,000 years for the day to be fulfilled. What does it tell you? God's promises are true. And it doesn't matter how dead and impossible something is, he's the God of the impossible who opens up your grave.
What you just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Get it online or wherever books are sold. And at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
A new Veterans Administration hospital is being praised for its design setup. Chris Barnes has more.
It's known as the Southeast Louisiana Veterans Healthcare Facility. The Wall Street Journal praising the new facility in an article over the weekend for taking into account the emotional needs of vets with regards to wall colors, social spaces, even the number of chapels. Design experts say it should be the model for all future VA facilities. I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you live with a biblical worldview? Over 100 million Americans claim they do, but a study from ACFI shows that, no, that's not really the case. ACFI quizzed people on biblical living standards and found that while 70% of Americans claim to be Christian and almost half of Americans say they live by biblical worldviews, only 10% actually do. A shocking part of the study showed that only 4% of Americans under the age of 30 live by a biblical worldview. USA Radio News.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The judge has decided to refuse a defense request in the Bill Cosby trial. Here's Sharon Reed from Philadelphia.
Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial will not be moved out of Pennsylvania's Montgomery County, but Judge Stephen O'Neill did rule that jurors from outside that county will hear the case, and they will be sequestered. Cosby's lawyers had argued that the comedian could not get a fair trial in Montgomery County because his case has drawn too much media attention. The 79-year-old is facing three charges of aggravated indecent sexual assault after a former Temple University employee accused him of drugging and molesting her at his Philadelphia area home 13 years ago.
Who is the most narcissistic generation? You probably guessed right, but just in case, here's the story.
Millennials, or those born between 1980 and 1994, apparently have one eye in the mirror and more.
They're very centered on how they're perceived by other people.
Texas psychologist John Huber wasn't involved in the Case Western Reserve study that showed millennials are the most narcissistic generation ever, but he says he's not surprised.
We've kind of gone from like the 80s with the me generation to what do you think about me generation?
A nationwide manhunt is underway for a man who may have shot three women in two Mississippi counties. Alex Deacon killed his girlfriend last week, and they believe he may have shot and wounded another woman out jogging. USA Radio News.
And we're back in the studio here. I feel like that news went very quickly today, which may be a good sign. Maybe there's not a lot of terrible things going on in the world. So we are still talking about the Mardi Gras celebration in Clinton that is going on, and I was able to get a few more details of some of the stores going on. We talked about Amaryllis and the Hickory Coffee and the beignets. The Clinton Bookstore will have the traditional Pennsylvania Dutch donuts going on that are called Fastnachts, which is the typical Fat Tuesday donut. And again, we're talking about, when we talk about Mardi Gras celebrations, we're talking about letting our inhibitions go wild and really enjoying the moment and not thinking about fasting or anything other than just having a good time. So in addition to the couple stores that we mentioned already, also Christie's Artisan Bread and Pastry Shop, they're making special cookies for the celebration, and they have beautifully decorated cookies. It looks like they have masks all painted and glowing with beads, so that looks really fun. And the bookstore we mentioned, the Clinton Bookstore, has things that are going on. And certainly we had some of these stores mentioned that have outfits. You can go and get different things if you need a Mardi Gras Day outfit, which why wouldn't you? Of course, that's very important. And there are some places outside of Clinton you can go if you need a chain to celebrate Mardi Gras Day. Certainly, Applebee's is featuring their own type of bourbon food, Bourbon Street chicken and shrimp. We're able to get some information on that. There is one, you know, several Applebee's around the area. Quaker Steak and Lube, that is a car-themed, racing-themed chain. And there's one in Warren County. There's not one in Hunterdon, but the neighboring county of Phillipsburg. They do have a chain, and they do some celebrations for Fat Tuesday. And Chevy's, which is where my sisters always like to go on Fat Tuesday because it's also Taco Tuesday. Who knew? But they have specialties. Some years they, in some of the Chevys across New Jersey that I've been to, even have outdoor music and celebrations outside, and it's a really fun time. So gives you an idea of the different celebrations for Fat Tuesday. I'm sure if we're talking about letting our inhibitions go, we're talking possibly about being able to eat food that we love and drink. You know, certainly we've mentioned the coffee, but in some places you may want to have an alcoholic drink. So plenty of that going on for Fat Tuesday. And it's great to see Hunterdon County being able to step up and do a new event. And I want to give you some information on the St. Patrick's Day Parade. So we'll be going over that when we come back. Thanks for staying with us today.
Strong from what I've heard, it'll whisk you down the stream, but I never seem to have the time. So my toes just touch the water, my toes just touch the water. I daydreamed on the bank again, swimming with fish, and I thought this time that it may be true. My toes just touched the water, my toes just touched the water, my toes just touched the water. Walked a mile just to find the edge, someplace low enough. Step right in. Now I'm here and I can't begin to move. Thank you.
to find the edge, someplace low enough, step right in. Now I'm here and I can't begin to move. Oh, the spoiled sign of poverty, it always has to have its way. And I know that the river's there to shelter me. My toes just touch the water. 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 My toes just touch the water.
So we are thinking about our toes touching the water with the beautiful weather that we have going on. When we came back from our music, I promised some information about the Hunterdon County St. Patrick's Day Parade. So that is going on in Clinton, New Jersey. I have to see if there's one in Flemington, but this is the fourth year that Clinton has been having a St. Patrick's Day Parade. And I went to the first one, and I thought that it was really fun and great to have an event like that going on in downtown Clinton. Such a nice and easy way to participate in events in Clinton. There's always lots of parking, and it's easy to get in and out of. So this year, their parade will be on March 12th, and I believe that is a Sunday. I'm going to check that out for you right now. Make sure March 12th that we have the day of the week, and indeed it is a Sunday, so you can participate in the St. Patrick's Day March 12th in Clinton, and Patrick Barrett will be the parade grand marshal, and Lebanon Borough Councilman Robert Jung is the Irishman of the Year, and they will be recognized at a dinner dance at the farmhouse at the Grand Colonial on March 4th, which is together with about 200 people celebrating Irish heritage. The parade is featuring pipe and drum bands and Irish dancers that come down Main Street in Clinton. And the parade takes place at 3 p.m. and they highlight the different traditions of Irish American, including the pipe and drum bands, Irish dancers, musicians, singers. We do have military veterans, some canine groups, and it seems like it has quite an extensive list here. And they are going to host different events around that to support the parade. And it looks like the Suns. Let me see if I get this right here. Make sure we have this just perfect. It is the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. So, of course, when we think of Irish, we think friendly, so it's not just the Sons of St. Patrick, it's the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, and that will be the fourth annual St. Patrick's Day Parade on March 12th, so we have that going on. I will find out if we have anything in Flemington, if there is a parade going on we can go to, but we do have some events today. We're just featuring some of the highlights of living near or having in one county so many beautiful small areas and towns that just come alive, if it's Lambertville or Flemington or Clinton. And we really just wanted to honor the Clinton Guild for putting something together, for trying something new, for creating an opportunity for people to come into the area and support the businesses who have, you know, wonderful and unique things. Just like any other Main Street, it is changing. Stores come and they go, but the main streets are where we see our growth and the ability to thrive. And we need to be able to support them, and we have to have businesses that are open to do that. Some of our other local towns nearby don't always have buildings and that bustling sense of stores where you can go and purchase things. Some of our main streets are not thriving, so we certainly want to make sure that doesn't happen to Clinton or Flemington or any of our towns want to make sure that opportunities are available and people get to know about them. You know, certainly this event I only found out about over the weekend, and I really wanted to be able to feature it today at Houghton Hunterdon because it is a Hunterdon County event, and it certainly seems to support all the things that we try to do with this show, and that's basically try to bring awareness to what goes on in our own county. Sometimes when we live here, we don't partake in some of the things that if we were on vacation here, we would be the first one to make sure we will be at the parade or participating in the Fat Tuesday celebration tomorrow on the 28th. But sometimes when we're a resident, we just accept these things are going on, and we're not an active actively participating in those things. So thanks for listening to all that. We're going to do a break, and then we'll be back here at Houghton Hunterdon.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, we're back in the studio for our last 15 minutes. I always say radio time goes so quickly. I feel like our hour just flies by. And hopefully you were able to get a sense at some of the many different events that are going on in Clinton and the stores that you could pop in and get your coffee, get a donut, look for hidden things in windows. And of course, wear beads and a mask and let your inhibitions go for the day and celebrate Fat Tuesday. I also wanted to mention another place in Hunterdon County that I'm not sure that many people are aware of it, and that's the Stengel Factory. So recently, I was interested to look up some of the history of pottery in Trenton, and I always knew that it was tied a little bit to when there was a fire in the Flemington kiln here, and operations moved over to Trenton. And I always knew about American Standard in Trenton. And, of course, Trenton is known for their pottery of the toilet, which was really sort of invented over in Trenton. But I didn't realize that Trenton was so well known for the industry and that it was actually one of two, pottery hubs in the United States. And the other one was in Ohio. I remember reading about Ohio, but I had no idea about the history of pottery in Trenton other than those two little bits of information I had. So I wanted to mention that, that really Trenton was one of these major...
...center was forced to be evacuated by a bomb threat. This is USA Radio News.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Well, honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
A transgender boy wrestling against girls was declared state champion. Here's Chris Barnes.
This woman saying she doesn't think the boy should be competing against girls.
It's not fair for that individual that wants to transition and wrestle boys. It's not fair for the female wrestlers.
The family of Mac Beggs explains he would rather wrestle as a boy now, but rules set by the University Interscholastic League prevent him from competing in the boys' division because his birth certificate lists him as female. Beggs won the girls' title over the weekend in Cyprus, improving his overall record to 56-0. I'm Chris Barnes.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie sounding off on the controversy with possible connections between the Trump campaign and Russia, saying there's no need for an independent prosecutor. Here's the story.
Chris Christie, a former U.S. attorney, says the Justice Department and congressional intelligence committees are perfectly capable of looking into possible improper contact between Russian officials and Trump aides. Democrats are demanding a special prosecutor, but Christie, speaking on CNN's State of the Union Sunday, called the effort overreach. Last August, the GOP governor and Trump ally called for a special prosecutor to investigate the Clinton Foundation. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
A nationwide manhunt continuing for a man who may have shot three women in two Mississippi counties. Investigators say Alex Deaton killed his girlfriend last week and may have shot and wounded another woman out jogging in the same area. USA Radio News.
And we're live in the studio here, and I'm your host, Dorjean Trinkle. Today is March 27th, and we have quite a show, a fun show for a change. Often we are talking about poverty and some of the indicators of poverty and solutions and some really difficult topics. But today's topic is much more fun, I'm happy to say, and festive. We should have a person calling in from the Clinton Guild talking about an event that's going on tomorrow in Clinton. We do like to cover our Hunterdon County events that are going on, and we have a lot to talk about. So hopefully they'll be able to call in without any issue, and we'll be talking about that celebration. And then St. Patrick's Day, an upcoming parade also in Clinton, we'll be able to cover as well today. So there's a lot going on here in the studio. We are in the beautiful new studio here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I had to do a little bit of a sprint to get in today. I'm not sure why I was almost late, but I'm sure I had a good reason. But we are looking at some great weather today, and we're going to have some advertisements coming up so we could pay the bills. I hope you'll stay with us. We're still getting used to the new studio and all the things going on here, so I do have to play some ads here, which we're going to do right now, and then I'll be back with you. Thanks for joining us in Hot and Hunterdon today.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Okay, and this is your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I'm back live in the studio, and I have a caller who's multitasking here. So I'm going to just jump right in and ask Mary Lou to introduce herself. We're going to be talking about the event that I mentioned earlier, and then we'll get to the weather and the rest of our commercials after her time. But she is crunched for time. Thank you so much, Mary Lou, for joining us here today.
No problem.
Great. So we were mentioning that over the weekend we learned about this incredible event that's going on in Clinton, and we were hoping you could tell us a little bit about it.
Right. Well, as I said earlier, here it was February, and we all were in the doldrums. What are you going to do in February? And this year so happens that Mardi Gras is falling on the last day of February, and we said, that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to have a little bit of fun. So we talked to a lot of the stores. I have my own store. I have a women's clothing store on Main Street. And I'm going to be making beignets in the morning and serving beignets and chicory coffee. And everything in the store is on sale right now because it's the winter. And I'll give a 10% more discount on anything throughout the store tomorrow. And I kind of started it out by saying you could come here for early morning snack and then move on to next door at Heartstrings, which did an absolutely gorgeous Mardi Gras window that everyone should see. And if you find the Dublins that are in her window, you get a special discount at Heartstrings. If you move on then to Jane's Hallmark store, if you wear a mask into town, she will give you a discount in her store. And then you can go to Spruce Run Graphics up the street, where they have a lot of props, and you can take a selfie with Mardi Gras props. Fudge Shop is making bourbon fudge for sampling, and Fourchette's, which is our cheese shop, is doing cheese samplings with some jam. And then it should be time for lunch, and you can go then to the town lunch is serving Cajun chicken platter and crab cakes. And Christie's, which is the bake shop on the corner of Lee Street and Main Street, is serving crawfish and andouille gumbo and Mardi Gras cookies. And then our new candy store is giving out samples of Mardi Gras candy. And you then, let's see, it's the afternoon now, so now you need another snack. You can go to the bookstore where they're going to be serving Fushnuts. And for those of you who don't know Fushnuts, that's Pennsylvania Dutch for donut. And the Pennsylvania Dutch always served Fushnuts on Fat Tuesday, which is what the other name for tomorrow. And then you can top it off at the coffee shop for a specialty coffee. Or you can go to J.J. Scoops and get a Black Raspberry Blast. So you can really stay the whole day and enjoy it. We will be giving out beads. We'll be giving out masks. We'll be giving out doublons. We have balloons. So it should be, and we're going to have some music playing in the street.
Now,
be able to fulfill your day tomorrow and have fun.
Now, Mary Lou, we have to mention what the name of your clothing store is in Clinton. I believe it's Addicted Jeans.
Nope. That's the one up the street. I'm Amaryllis.
Okay, Amaryllis. And so that's where we start out in the morning.
Right. Or, you know, that's one place you can start. You can go anywhere. Most of the stores open at 10, so we'll be here from 10 on.
Excellent. And what is your address at Amaryllis?
I'm at 12 Main Street.
Oh, perfect. So you're in that beautiful, picturesque part of Main Street in Clinton.
Right.
Great. Okay, well, we're going to be talking more about this and giving more details. We really appreciate you being able to call in. I know you have a busy store there and a lot to do, but we really wanted to feature this event. It's a Hunterdon event. It's a beautiful town, and the merchants do so many different things to bring an opportunity to